This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was Alex Cora earlier today on WEEI Afternoons, choosing his words wisely when talking about Marcelo Meyer. I can tell you, if I put that through the Andy Hart interpreter, he does not expect Marcelo Meyer back. I didn't like that.
You know what? And that, to me, is a shift in what I've been hearing or thought. I'll be honest. I've kind of thought Marcelo got the procedure done to fast track his way back onto the team.
Yeah, and I think it's great that he says he wants to, and he probably wants to, and he's putting that out there. I don't even know. But that the way he handled that question, and if you missed the Alex Cora interview, you can listen to it on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download that, or iHeart, or TuneIn, or pretty much anywhere else you can find podcasts, WEEI Afternoons Podcasts. We will also revisit it in the drive at 5, where we'll talk about some of the key answers, including a very open response to all the little mini controversies following his team in regards to them studying opposing pitchers who may be tipping their pitches. So,
very interesting interview today.
Very, very, very interesting. We also have something interesting developing with the New England Patriots out in Minnesota, up and down practice. I did want to give them just a note that I saw from Taylor Kyles and others on Twitter, because if we're going to bitch about different things and we're going to crap on people when they do dumb stuff, Mike Vrabel and Drake May went to a Special Olympics flag football game practice right from their practice field. I will say, the one thing that is maybe most interesting to me is the way Mike Vrabel has embraced the outreach of him and his own team here in New England as he's taken over, making it a priority.
I would do the same thing.
It's awesome.
People are, you know, Drake may have a leadership problem because he's telling Drake to go celebrate with his teammates. It's like, Drake may doesn't have a leadership problem. It's just that Mike Vrabel knows what he wants in his quarterback, and he said today in the presser, the most important two people on a football team to me are the head coach and the quarterback.
Yep.
So if the head coach doesn't like what he's seeing in any aspect of it, it's not just about throwing, it's about leadership and body language and how you present yourself is just as important as the other stuff. Mike knows that. And so he's trying to, at 21 years old, to think that the kid might have all that understood at the professional level, I think is asking a lot. So I don't mind that he is doing what he's doing when it comes to that.
Yeah, I love it. And it's not even so much telling people what to do. You know for a fact that if your coach blows off fans or doesn't sign autographs, that trickles down. There's osmosis. Conversely, if you see him holding up a phone and taking a selfie with a fan, that's going to cause you to maybe be a little more comfortable, interact with fans. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's modern sports. I think it's a very good thing. Something we didn't necessarily live for a long time here in New England because right. of who was running the show and how they chose to run the show successfully. You know, it's don't take that as a criticism.
No, Tom Brady sure was.
It was very successful with Tom Brady. The success factors for the New England Patriots this year. ESPN put out another sort of season preview story this morning, and it was about the ceiling and the floor for every NFL team, something I think we've touched on at various points, but these numbers are interesting from ESPN. The ceiling for your 2025 New England Patriots, 11-6.
Very fair.
That is called a playoff team. You win 11 games, I think you'll pretty much assuredly be in the playoffs.
Yes. Unless it's 2008.
Well, they have seven teams now. They only had six make it then.
Yeah, so. I'd be stunned. Fair point. I'd be stunned if you win 11 games and don't make the playoffs.
Yep.
Now, the floor for the Patriots in 2025, according to ESPN, 6-11. If you only win six games, there's going to be a lot of concerns with the development of Drake May, where this team is going, what happened. So first of all, how fair do we think those, how realistic do we think those two polls are for this Patriots team this year, Ted?
I think it's pretty accurate. Yeah, I think 11.
Even more optimistic than you. You had 10 wins, right, when we did?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so a little more optimistic than you?
Well, that's the ceiling.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I wouldn't be shocked if they won 11. I could see a scenario playing out in my head based on what I've seen so far over them winning 11 games. I don't think that's going to be the case. And if the low end is 6-11, is that a disappointing season?
Yes. Yeah, for me it is.
Based off of the fact they've had two back-to-back four-win seasons?
Yes, but based off the fact that you're supposed to have your quarterback. And I don't know that, you know, it's... I keep saying they won three games a year ago. That last win was kind of a weird situation. So I guess to double your win total from 3-6, can you convince yourself that was a nice step forward? But everybody tells me they have an easy schedule.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not as much to put – a lot of people put wins and losses pretty much 80%, 90% on quarterbacks. Where I look, okay, what does the defense do? What do the special teams do? What would the offensive line bring? It's to me, there's – So I don't know. If six wins probably means that Drake May did not have a good season, so that would be something to look at. I think these are fair ceiling and floors. I can't imagine them having a worse record than you know, less than six wins. Like,
right.
I can't imagine that scenario. The only thing is if there's significant injuries, and then that's different. But I think this is kind of a fair floor ceiling. Estimation, in my opinion.
I believe, Andy, that the losing record Patriots fans would be most comfortable with would be 8-9. I think they'd like to see them double the win total from the last 2 years, or just add the last 2 years together, and 8-9 would be good. That would show them you're close to being a winning team, you're on the road to recovery and redemption, and that'll probably put them in every game. I mean, hell... Sure, 0-17 would be the biggest bummer in the world, but if they were a field goal away and competitive in every game, then at least that would be a sign. But 8-9, 9-8, somewhere around there. But I think fans could live with 8-9. 7-10, you got to tell me those were some really, you know, coin toss games that hopefully Drake will win in his third year. 6-11 would be a bit of a bomb. I think that would be a legitimate letdown, especially after everything we've heard.
I think you just got back to my feeling as to why this is one of the more overrated teams in football. You said fans will live with 8-9. I think that's a good season. I think that's a good – you're almost a 500 team. You've doubled your win total from a year ago, maybe even a little bit more to get to 8 wins. Like, I think that's a jump, and you're telling me, yeah, they'll be okay with 8. And like, I don't think people understand how bad this team was a year ago, how really bad a football team it was.
Has been.
And mm-hmm. how much change has happened. And I know change is supposed to be good.
It is.
But a lot of change can take a while to kind of settle in.
I think in this case it's better. So I see what you're saying, but if it was a lot of change with the same head coach, it's different head coach, different environment, totally different. So I look at it maybe a little differently. The thing is, I think is more important than I don't know. Look, you know, than a 7 or an 8 win team is how did Drake May look
Absolutely.
In those 7 or 8 wins?
Yep,
it's. I don't think people are 100% bought in on the quarterback. We don't know what if we got the guy for the next 15 years. We need to find that out this year. Let me find that out. And then the record can be 7 wins. It can be 11 wins. I don't care as long as Drake May is playing the position that we think the way we think he needs to play if he's going to be considered the franchise quarterback.
Well, it's like the cheap shot I took at him earlier. And it was a cheap shot. I fully admit it. It was a cheap shot. It was a low-hanging fruit sarcastic joke. But Dustin May and Drake May have the same number of wins in New England.
Oh.
One's been here a year and one's been here 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there is that thing where Drake May needs to win some games. Like, he didn't even win games. Like, a couple more last year would have been a better feel-good situation.
Three.
So, yeah. Like, a crooked number, as they say in the sport of baseball. Put a crooked number up. And that is something that I think is going to hang over him. The turnovers and the wins. Like, you need to fix those two things to fix your perception, your expectations, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, there's no question. The record is what it is. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're not a championship contender. We can all agree on that, right? Like, even if they sneak into the playoffs, whatever.
Correct.
So, really, long term, did you just make a noise, Fitzy?
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
But long term, what matters is, do you feel like Drake May is becoming the guy who could take you to that status, who could take you? So, yes, absolutely. But I do think Fitzy leads a whole crew of Patriot Nation that believe 8-9 would be a disappointment. And I just can't fathom that.
I disagree with that. Say you go on a you win 7 out of your last 10 games. Oh, and you only won 8 games.
Right.
Well, that's a lot different than winning 7 out of your first 10 games and then losing the majority of your – get better at the end of the season. Let me see this team going into next season on a high note. There's a big difference between ending on a high note and not making playoffs and not making the playoffs and basically just limping into the last – you know, two months of the season.
Andy, that's the famous Perillo 1993 finale where they win 4 in a row and then everyone gets fired up for the 1994 Patriots, who, of course, made it to the playoffs and had some of the more exciting wins in franchise history prior to the Ted Johnson, Tom Brady, the Ted and Tom era.
Yeah, and you got to also remember that Paul Perillo was a big Drew Bledsoe fan, and part of that was building up what Bledsoe was building and kind of praising him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the evolution, which is true. I mean, it's the same thing with Drake May. I think we all are fans of Drake May. We all want Drake May to be good. I don't think there's anyone here that hates Drake May or doesn't think he's going to be good or doesn't. Do you not?
I know
like
someone on our show who's not a big Drake May fan.
Who? Dan Ballo, did you want to chime into this segment? Are you busy back there?
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Mm.
I'll let Drake and his definitive answers there speak for me.
Yeah, I think everybody wants Drake May to be good. Because, I mean, some of it is selfish. Like, it'll be more fun to do the job. It'll be more fun to talk to him. It'll be more fun if this team is competing for week in and week out in playoff spots come November and December, right?
Well, for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
It's not like just this year. It's like, okay, now we got a guy for the next 10.
Right. And the flip side of that is something we don't want to think about, going back into that cycle of oh, Mac Jones isn't the guy. Who's going to be the guy? How do we get the guy? How long do we know before that guy is the guy? Like,
because if he's not the guy, we won't know this year. It'll take them 2 more years after that. So then it takes another 2 years to develop a guy. So if he doesn't work out, it's another 5 years of meddling football before you find a guy.
And I'm not getting any younger around here. So let's get this thing moving forward. According to ESPN, the biggest X factor for the Patriots season. Let's see if you guys agree. I'm pretty sure you will, but the biggest X factor is not actually Drake May. It is the Mike Vrabel effect. Do we agree with that? Do we understand what that means? What do we make of that idea?
Fitzy, what do you think?
Oh, 100%. Mike Vrabel is the fact. I mean, he's already your offseason MVP. He's still the face of the franchise. I think this team probably, Ted, is somewhere between a 7-9 win team with the talent they have and the massive amount of turnaround that he's had to execute along with Cowden, Wolf, Stretchman, and beyond. Whether or not he can take them from a 6-7 win team to a 9-10 win team, that's probably, I think, what a lot of people believe will be the Mike Vrabel effect. Being smart, being tough enough, willing this team into excellence. That's my guess as to why he's the X factor.
I think that's right. And I think Mike, even though he joked about it at the owners' meetings, I think Mike won March. And I think he won April because of him being here. I don't know if they draft the players they drafted if he wasn't here. I don't know if the attitude in the buy-in is at a level which I think is really high right now if Mike Vrabel isn't here. So Mike has had a massive, massive impact so far on this team. And I'm a big believer in the head coach setting the tone for the whole organization. And I think he's worked his ass off to do that.
617-779-7937. 11-6, that's the ceiling, according to ESPN. 6-11 is the floor. Let's see what you think. Let's go to the phone lines. Tim in Hanover, what are your expectations for this Patriots team, Tim?
Guys, I love listening to you every day, all three of you. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I just want to say 7-9 was my prediction in the beginning of the year before the draft even. 7, I think, is a number that they're probably going to be on. 9 is if they overachieve. The thing is, I've been hearing about the competition between May and the kid from the Vikings, McCarthy. I think McCarthy's got the edge on him because he's got a better offensive line. He's got more weapons that we haven't had yet. And on top of that, he had a coach that was in college that's an awesome quarterback, and he's a great quarterback coach. So I give him the edge.
Thanks for the call, Tim. We touched on that a little bit earlier. I do think it's interesting the Jaden Daniels measuring stick for Drake May we talked about during joint practices last week with Washington, because Jaden Daniels is the poster boy for young quarterback. He's the guy from that class, the whole thing.
He was one pick in front of Drake May.
Right. And then there's J.J. McCarthy, who some people thought was in the conversation to go 3, to be in the whatever, misses his whole year. I think Tim's right, though. The situation right now for J.J. McCarthy is better. Like, he's with Kevin O'Connell, who's proven to me that he can coach in the NFL. He's a really good offensive coach.
Did anyone have that idea of him being that good when Josh was insistent upon drafting him, drafts him, gets cut after a year, goes to the Jets, very middling career. But does anyone remember, like, I'm going to tell you, this guy's going to be a coach one day.
Dude,
like, this kid.
I know, but here's I played with the Cliff Kingsbury for a year.
Right.
Last thing I thought was that he was going to be. He turns out to not be a very good head coach. He's better of a
but an offensive,
but even an offensive wonder kid. I didn't know. I did know that Mike Vrabel would be a good head coach, but I played with him for 5 years, and that was enough time for me to know it. But no, I can't say I knew.
Plus, there's a lot of guys you come across that you're like, oh, that guy's smart. Maybe he'd like to coach someday, or he seems like he whatever. I mean, whether it's McCourty or Slater, like, there's different names.
You got to have a personality. Not only do you have to be really good, smart at football, but you have to have the personality to be a good head coach.
And you also have to want to do it.
Right.
Really want to be invested, which is something I think some people questioned about the head coach a year ago here in New England. Was he truly invested in wanting to be a head coach? And then also, you have to have good experiences, which I also think ties into Gerard Mayo. Do I think Kevin O'Connell benefited from being around Sean McVay? Absolutely, I think he benefited
from
being.
No
doubt. If he didn't do that, would he be as good a coach as he is now?
Yeah.
No, probably not. So it's all part of, you know, you have to have the foundation, Fitzy, of knowledge or desire, whatever, but then it's sort of where the path takes you and how do you end up there.
I didn't realize Aaron Jones is now the running back for Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Year two.
So you're saying I forgot. But T.J. Hockenson, one of the best tight ends in the NFL, and Justin Jefferson, one of the best wide receivers. So he's got
Jordan Addison, who'd be better than anybody on the Patriots.
And they also snagged Ted. Don't sleep on Jordan Mason, the backup running back from San Francisco last year as a 1-2 punch with Jones. That's going to be a nice,
and
nice
they got
backfield.
Darrisaw, like they have an offensive line.
Yeah. Like lockdown Brian left Kelly tackle.
They feel like they upgraded the center position by getting rid of Garrett Bradbury. So, no, I think the Vikings are a very good spot. J.J. McCarthy does not have the Drake May excuse of, look what I'm surrounded with. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. Sam Darnold was pretty good there, and Sam Darnold was kind of a bust before he got there. So if you're as good a winner as people say you are, J.J. McCarthy should hit the ground running. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to this prediction. Could the Patriots actually be an 11-win football team, or might they actually be a 6-win football team? The truth is somewhere in the middle. Let us know what you think. Your phone calls next. And Mike Dussault at 4:45. We had to bump him back just a little bit. Mike Dussault, fresh off the practice fields out in Minnesota, joint practice action. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.